You know, it's funny. I always kind of thought nonprofits and like hardcore marketing, they just don't go together.
Right.
But then I found out all these nonprofits are using the same strategies as like huge companies.
Yeah.
So we're diving into how nonprofits are using pay-per-click advertising, PPC,
Yeah.
like all those online ads we see everywhere for like charitable causes and stuff. And our source material today is this article all about that.
Cool.
And it has this really interesting story about a charity during the Australian fires. We'll get to that later.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that does make you think differently about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting how things are changing.
Yeah,
Like,
just
nonprofits are having to think outside the box because of the internet and stuff.
right.
It's pretty cool that they're not just like adapting. They're like using it to make a bigger difference.
So can you explain PPC to me a little bit?
Sure.
I get that it's online ads, but like how does it work for nonprofits?
Okay, so imagine like every time someone searches for like environmental conservation or something,
Okay.
a nonprofit can bid to get their ad at the top of the results
Ooh.
so they can reach people who are already interested in what they do.
So it's all about being in front of the right people.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't that super expensive?
Well,
I always hear that nonprofits are like strapped for cash.
you're right. Budget is always a concern, but actually, Google and Microsoft give grants to nonprofits to use for PPC advertising.
Oh, wow.
We're talking potentially like $10,000 from Google.
Wait, free money to advertise?
Pretty much.
What's the catch?
Well, you have to meet certain requirements.
Okay.
For Google, it's 501c3 status, so
Yeah.
you have to be a real charity.
Oh, so it can't just be like a group of friends with a cause.
Right, exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be a huge pain to get the grant and set everything up?
Well, there's definitely some work involved.
Yeah.
Like, you need a decent website and Google accounts, all that. But that actually shows how important it is for nonprofits to be online these days.
Right.
It's not optional anymore.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, what about organizations like schools and hospitals? Can they get these grants?
Actually, there are some exceptions.
Yeah.
The article says educational institutions, government organizations, and hospitals and medical groups can't get Google grants.
Huh.
It seems like they really want to support direct charitable activities.
So, like a university couldn't get a grant,
Right.
but their scholarship fund could?
That's a good example. It
Interesting.
shows how strategic these grant programs are. They
Yeah.
want the money to go straight to helping people.
I see. It's like they're encouraging nonprofits to think differently about how they do things.
Yeah, for sure.
So this Australian fire relief example,
Yeah.
that sounds like a great example of how this can actually work.
Absolutely. So this charity used their grant money to start a PPC campaign during the bushfires,
Okay.
and they raised way more money than they thought they would.
Wow, that's awesome. But how did they use PPC to do that?
Yeah.
Was it just about donations?
It's more than that. They were smart about where they put their ads and who they targeted.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, for example, they didn't put ads on fire maps.
Why not? I would think people looking at those maps would be the most likely to donate.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. You're checking a fire map worried about your house.
Right.
You're probably not thinking about donating at that moment.
Huh, I guess not.
They really understood how their audience was feeling.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, where did they put the ads?
They focused on news articles about the political response to the fires.
No, that's a weird choice. I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's all about the psychology of advertising.
Okay.
People reading those articles are already thinking about the fires and how to help, so
Oh.
they're more likely to donate.
It's amazing how much goes into making an effective ad.
Definitely.
So, what does this Australian charity's success tell us about PPC for other nonprofits?
I think it proves that PPC can work just as well for nonprofits as it does for businesses. It's not about selling stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's about reaching people who care about a cause
Right.
and getting them to do something.
It's like a whole new way to raise money and get the word out.
Yeah.
But isn't PPC kind of complicated?
Yeah.
I mean, for a nonprofit to figure out, it seems pretty technical.
It's definitely not easy. You can't just give Google money and hope for the best.
Right. So what should nonprofits do?
Well,
Should they hire marketing people?
they could, but there are other options too.
Okay.
The article talks about working with agencies or consultants who do PPC for nonprofits.
Oh, so they can help them out.
Exactly. They know all the ins and outs.
That makes sense.
And there are tons of free resources online too.
Really?
Yeah, Google and Microsoft have guides and stuff for nonprofits who want to learn about PPC and their grants.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just throw money at you and say good luck.
Right.
It seems like nonprofits have a real opportunity here.
Absolutely.
To really improve their outreach.
And the best part about PPC is that you can actually measure how well it's working.
Oh, really?
Yep. Nonprofits can track their results and see what's working and what's not.
Okay, now that's something I can get behind data, even for doing good.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know those ads that pop up online? Sometimes they're so annoying. Like, how do you make sure PPC for nonprofits doesn't become spam?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what we were talking about before about targeting an audience.
Right.
When it's done well, mm-hmm. PPC should feel relevant to the person seeing it.
Okay.
You want to understand why they're online and what they're looking for.
Right. So like that Australian charity.
Exactly.
They knew people on those fire maps weren't ready to donate.
Right. They were too stressed out.
But people reading news articles were already thinking about how to help.
And that's why it's so important to understand your audience.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting your message out there. You have to make a connection with people.
So for a nonprofit that's just starting out with PPC, what's the most important thing?
I'd say figure out who you're trying to reach.
Okay.
Think about what they need and what motivates them.
Okay.
Then you can make ads that will actually resonate with them.
So it's all about having a strategy.
Yeah, and being intentional with your message.
It's not just about spending money on ads. Mm-hmm. It's about using them to tell your story.
Exactly.
And connect with people who care about your cause.
And don't forget, those grants from Google and Microsoft are a great way to try PPC without spending a lot of your own money.
Right, that's true.
It's like a free trial.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Good.
PPC for nonprofits is a thing.
It is.
And it's a thing worth looking into.
Definitely.
But what about the ethics of it all? Uh-huh. Some people might think it's weird for nonprofits to use the same tactics as like big corporations.
I can see why people would think that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about doing good in the world.
Right.
If nonprofits can use these tools to help more people, yeah. Isn't that a good thing?
That's a good point.
It's about being responsible and ethical, of course.
Right.
You don't want to trick people or anything like that.
Yeah, you have to be honest and upfront.
Exactly.
And really care about your mission.
I think this whole conversation is challenging how we think about nonprofits.
It is.
It's not just about bake sales and stuff anymore.
The whole sector is changing.
It is. And that's exciting.
Yeah.
It means nonprofits have even more ways to make a difference.
This has been so interesting.
It has.
I had no idea about all this stuff with PPC.
Yeah, it's a whole world out there.
It makes me think about other ways that nonprofits and businesses are kind of becoming more alike.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, we talked about PPC for fundraising and awareness, mm-hmm. but could it be used for other things too?
Like what?
Like maybe advocacy or even influencing policy?
That's a really interesting idea.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. Imagine a nonprofit using PPC to like target ads to politicians during like a big vote.
Right.
Or to get people to support a cause.
That would be pretty powerful.
It would.
It's making me think about how we always hear about how divided everyone is.
Yeah.
But maybe there's more that unites us than we think.
Right.
Like if nonprofits can learn from businesses and businesses can focus more on their mission.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all work together better.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it gives me hope.
Me too.
So for our listeners out there who maybe work for a nonprofit or just really care about a cause, what's the one thing they should take away from all this?
I'd say don't be afraid to try new things.
Okay.
The world is changing, and so are the tools that nonprofits can use.
Right.
So be open to those changes.
Yeah.
Experiment and see what works for you.
That's great advice, I think.
Thanks.
This whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. I had no idea how powerful PPC could be for nonprofits.
It's pretty cool, right?
It is. And it's been great talking to you about it.
You too.
I always learn so much from our conversations.
Me too.
And to all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a nonprofit using PPC advertising, like in a really effective way?
Yeah.
Or maybe you have an idea for how they could use it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know on social media. We want to keep talking about this.
We're all in this together, right?
Exactly. We can all learn from each other.
Definitely.
And that's it for today's deep dive.
Glad to see it end.
I know, me too. But I want to say a huge thank you to our expert for being here today.
Of course. My pleasure.
It's always great to have you.
I'll be back.
Awesome. Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.